Well, we talk about it all the time, how Branch County is such a giving community, one that so many folks get involved with, giving to various charities, organizations, large and small, and now a rather unique organization that's getting started up here in Branch County is designed for that, and actually maybe with a little more focus of women in Branch County getting involved in their community and helping some of these organizations. It's called the Women Who Care of Branch County, and the founding members of the organization in the studio with us to talk about the group, Diana Butler, Sherry Haylett, and Marie Wilbur. I guess maybe first off, Sherry, kind of give us a brief explanation. What is the organization, Women Who Care Branch County?
It's actually an alliance of busy women who want to make a difference and are committed to a small amount of time and resources, actually four times a year, to streamline fundraising for local agencies and charities.
Okay, Marie, so how do people actually do that then?
They commit to paying quarterly $100 to a worthy charity each time we meet.
Okay, so that will help all those organizations. So I guess overall then, Diana, how do you put this together and how does it work with those meetings then?
Well, we meet once a quarter for an hour and a half from 5:30 till 7. They'll always be on a Wednesday evening and at the Eagle Hall on Butters Ave. Each member can nominate a charity when they come in for the consideration for the group. And they'll put a ballot in a box. And at the beginning of the meeting, we'll pull out three of those nominations. And then each member will take turns and tell about why their charity should get the money. Okay. And they've got 5 minutes, and then they've got 5 minutes for Q&A, and then we move on to the next person. At the end of the presentations, everyone will take out a ballot. They'll vote for the charity that they want to give the money to, and then we'll count the ballots, and we'll announce who gets the money, and everybody will pull out their checkbook and write a $100 check directly to the charity right then and there.
Wow. So, Marie, can any charity be nominated then?
The charity must be a 501c3 or other nonprofit, such as a church. There are some small grassroots charities in this community that may not be a 501c3, but if they are under the umbrella of a nonprofit, they can still be nominated. For example, the Backpack Buddy program that the middle school has organized by a group of teachers. They have recently been taken under the wing of the shelter house. In this case, the money would go to the shelter house for the benefit of the backpack program.
Pretty exciting stuff. So, Sherry, when is your first meeting of the organization then?
Actually, the first meeting will be Wednesday, February 19th at 5:30. Check-in will begin at 5 and will be at the Eagles on Butters Avenue in Coldwater. The meetings will always be the third Wednesday of every fourth month.
Okay, so if someone is interested now, Marie, how can they join this organization?
They can contact any of the three founding members, which is Diana Butler at 617-9069, Sherry Haylett at 617-9988, and Marie Wilbur at 279-9202. Or you can get information from our Facebook page, Women Who Care of Branch County.
Okay, Diana, is there any advantage to being at the very first meeting for the organization?
I think so. The members who are part of the first meeting will always be known as the charter members of the group. And I think it's pretty special to be on the ground floor of a group like this, especially in years to come when we look back at all the accomplishments that we will have made for the benefit of Branch County.
So how many members, Sherry, do you guys anticipate or would like to have in a group like this?
Well, of course, the more the better. Our target is to get at least 100 women. Our group is actually patterned after another group in Kalamazoo. They started with 100 women who care, but in the past 2 years, they grew their membership to 220 strong.
Wow.
So we don't want to limit our number to 100 either. We've already collected many forms for new members and who are excited to get started, and we encourage anyone who is considering the group to contact us with their commitment form. So the night that we check in, the meeting will go faster, and the check-in time will be faster, too. So you can sit down and have a beverage or a snack and before the first meeting.
Okay, which starts, what, at 5:30? You're done probably around 7 or so, maybe?
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
All right. So what do you think the impact of this group will have on the Branch County area, Diana?
We think it's going to be huge. For one, with 100 members, we'll be giving $10,000 each meeting to a worthy charity. And that's like over a 10-year period, that's $400,000 in our community. Also, we'll be able to hear about lots of charities that we may be unaware of thanks to the nomination and presentation process. It'll help awareness for many causes in the community.
Probably some people might ask, Marie, I'm already a member of some other groups. Does it make sense for me to be a part of this? What do you say to them?
Well, this group is not meant to replace any participation with any of the other great service clubs in the area. We hope that busy women who may not be able to commit to a lot of their time or talents to other groups might be able to commit a small amount of time and treasures to this group. We also hope that if women who are involved in other groups are able, that they will also join this group.
Okay, Diana, once a woman joins, is she always a member then?
Well, the answer is hopefully. The commitment is for 1 year. After that year, the member may recommit for another year, and hopefully they will. If the member decides to not recommit, we understand. Any amount of resources that are generated from this group will help to do a lot of good work in this community.
All right. Well, so what a neat idea this is. And, you know, it sounds like you guys are going to be fun, high energy. You'll find out about other organizations, too. So, again, the first meeting is Wednesday, February 19th, 5:30 at the Eagles. And your guys' numbers again, Diana at 617-9069, Sherry at 617-9988, or Marie at 279-9202. And we'll have those numbers here at the station for folks, too. Or they can find you on Facebook, Women Who Care of Branch County. Good luck with the project, ladies.
Thank you. We also want to give you a big thanks, Ken, for having us on WTVB to help spread the word, and the UPS store for printing the brochures, and the Eagles for donating the space.
Well, that's part of what this community is all about. Everybody kind of
chipping in together. That's right.
Great new organization, Women Who Care of Branch County. Again, the opening meeting coming up on Wednesday, February 19th. And founding members of the group, Diana Butler, Sherry Hallett, and Marie Wilbur in the studio with us this morning. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.